Father, we thank you for this wonderful time which you have given us. Thank you for your word which has been read to us this morning. We pray that as we meditate and reflect upon your word, enable us to understand it and help us to apply your word into our lives. In Jesus' name, Amen. The Bible tells us that everything works for good for those who love God. Timing matters. But do you agree with me that when we are in difficult situations, we often forget that our Lord is much more powerful than our own situations? He can turn any or every difficulty into our favor. God can bring good out of evil. David writes beautifully in the much-loved Psalm 23, "Even though I walk through the shadow, through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me." Today's readings wonderfully tell us that even if we are in a pit or in the midst of a storm or going through the darkest valley or facing any difficult situation and we see no sunshine, we need to remember that our Most High Living God is with us. And just like a coal after a lot of pressure turns into diamond, our Lord will make us shine. Our gospel this morning picks up right where our gospel for last week left off. Jesus, right after feeding the 5,000, made the disciples get into the boat and go before them to the other side. And what did Jesus do? He prayed. He went to the mountain and he prayed. God's Son, all-powerful, almighty, yet he prayed and prayed alone. If you just notice how important it is for us to pray with believers and to have our own personal prayer time. While he was doing so, at the fourth hour, as many of the translations say, roughly between 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., the boat was hit by huge waves. Just like Jacob's beloved son Joseph was hit by various adverse situations, thrown into a pit, later sold to Midianite traders, and was taken away to Egypt. It certainly wasn't very easy for him. He was made a prisoner, was falsely blamed, but God was with him throughout. God made all the odds work in his favor. God gave him great honor and repute. Coming back to today's gospel passage. Now the gospel tells us about two different storms that most likely occurred in the same year. In the first story mentioned in Matthew chapter 8, Jesus was in the boat with the disciples. And do you remember there is a great storm, waves swamp the boat, and the disciples fear for their lives while Jesus sleeps, waking him up with the plea, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." But he said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But in the story we are looking at today, Jesus was not in the boat with the disciples. I believe that the question we can think of in the light of today's readings is the question that we are faced with. Within the realities of this world in which we live, is what does it look like to live by faith in God when we are in the midst of a storm? What does it look like to live by faith in God when we are in the midst of a storm? Our faith is tested when we feel the absence of God. Our gospel says in verse 23, "When evening came, Jesus was there alone, but this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land. The wind was against them. In the Gospels, Jesus has promised that I will never leave you. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the age. I will not leave you orphans, but I will come to you. But sometimes it is a part of our Christian experience that God seems to be far away. Matthew records that the wind was against them, that the waves were beating against the boat. Mark tells us that the disciples were straining at the oars. John tells us that the waters grew rough when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles. Well, the lake or the Sea of Galilee is about 8 miles wide, which means they were right in the middle. They were stuck halfway across. I think we can immediately relate this story to our own experience in life. For Jesus, there was no obvious way to get to the disciples. Think about it. Jesus is on the land. The disciples are on the water. And we can imagine that the disciples in the boat saying, well, if Jesus was with us here, he could have rebuked the storm, but now we are our own in this one. Jesus can't reach us. As a storm blows up in your life, the wind is against you, and you are straining at the oars, and Jesus seems far away. God seems hidden in the cloud somewhere. And your faith is tested when you are not feeling the presence of God. That's where Joseph seemed to be. And that's where the disciples seemed to be. Then we read in verse 25, early in the morning, he came walking towards them on the lake. The storms cannot keep God away from you. Jesus came to them walking on the water. God draws near to us when we need him the most. Today's readings tell us that there is no place, however deep, however far or dark, where God cannot reach us. Now, your faith will be tested, and you will come to some dark and scary place in your lives. There may be times when the Lord Jesus seems to be far away. No storm can ever keep the Lord away from you. Nothing can ever separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. In today's gospel reading, Jesus reveals himself, not simply as Jesus, their teacher, but as I am. A more literal translation of this sentence would be, take heart, I am, do not be afraid. For Matthew's Jewish Christian audience, Jesus' words echo the divine name, Yahweh, I am who I am. This is a theophany. God revealed in their midst. When confronted with the inexplicable reality of a God who controls chaos with his toes, Peter does the inexplicable. He asks to meet Jesus in the tumult, in the chaos. The text does not say that Jesus calmed the sea to make Peter's steps easier. In fact, it is the wind that frightens Peter and causes him to sink. It was only Jesus' call that made it possible for Peter to make any stride in the first place. I wonder if the story would have been different if all the disciples would have showed the courage to walk on water as Peter did. But they were anyway sinking in the boat. It is better to step out. It is always better to step out in faith and not to sink. We need to understand one important thing. It is not our faith that saves us, but it is about the God in whom we put our faith that saves. It is not about Peter's great faith, but it is about Jesus, how great he was, that saves Peter. We must remember God is faithful even when we are faithless. In verse 33, we see that those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The disciples were all Jewish, and worshipping a man for a Jew was a blasphemy. Sin, it was nothing less than a capital punishment for a Jew. But they worshipped the Lord. Are we acknowledging him and thanking him once we are out of the storm? Or do we doubt and think if it was just by chance or by luck? Someone said, the coincidences happen when we pray, and they don't when we do not pray. In Romans chapter 10, Paul writes, because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says no one who believes in him will be put to shame. And further we read, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In today's gospel, there is a cry for Lord's salvation followed by Jesus' question of faith. You of little faith, why did you doubt? He said to Peter. You of little faith, he says to each of us. Why do you doubt my love for you? Why do you doubt my ability to protect and help you? Why do you doubt my forgiveness? And we have no answer, because there is no reason to doubt. But I would say, you don't know my situation. You don't know in the mess I am. The answer is, we don't know the Lord. And we have no answer because there is no reason to doubt. Jesus is faithful in his love as the covenant-keeping God I am. Jesus is faithful in his ability to protect as the one who has all power to work all things for our good. Jesus is faithful in his forgiveness because he paid for our sins. If problems are weighing us down, if troubles are putting us down, if we are worried about the future, we need to focus on our Savior, who will be there to help us. No matter what storms may arise, find that focus in His Word. It is the revealed will of God, which reminds us of the unending love and forgiveness for us all. Lord, help us to keep our focus on you today, tomorrow, and forever. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.